Welcome, Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today's shiur should be Ilui Nishmas Rachel Bas Chana, the sister of Bala Pachad Yitzchak, who was recently nifter at the age of 98, if I'm not mistaken, in Poland. And also Ilui Nishmas Esther Bas Reb Shmuel and Alexander Zusha ben Reb Yosef, and Mori Vechami Reb Chaim Tzvi ben Reb Eliyahu, whose yortzeit is Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Shavuos is called Rosh Hashanah also in the Mishnah. Anyway, so you can learn at Rosh Hashanah some Torah for him, Ilui Nishmaso. And it should also be a Schus for Refuah Shlema for Meir Ruvain ben Shoshana and Tov Yudis Bas Tamagasya, and for Yehuda ben Sion ben Naomi, a young sweet child who needs a Refuah Shlema. B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We're in the Pachad Yitzchak from Agoyin Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner and Maimer Beis. It says in the Pasuk, Pia Pascha v'chochma v'soras chesed. Lashona, her mouth is open in wisdom, and a Torah of chesed is on her tongue. Says the Gemara, is there a Torah of chesed and a Torah that's not of chesed? Says the Gemara at the end of Sukkah. Torah l'lamda is a Torah of chesed. Torah that's not l'lamda is a Torah she'ena shel chesed. If the Torah is in order to teach it, it's a Torah of Chesed. If it's a Torah that's not in order to teach it, it's a Torah that's not of Chesed. So now we have to understand, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zatzal, we have to understand what's this idea of Torah of Chesed, that Musad Chesed Mishamesh Kan B'tor Shem Torah L'gufa Cheftzed the Torah. That is the noun of Torah. That's a Shem Torah. Torah itself is called a Torah of Chesed. It's not just Torah and Chesed at the same time. Like if somebody reads a book to a blind person, so he can be teaching him Torah, and it's also Chesed because he's blind and he can't read it on his own. Rechmana Litzlan. No, this is not just Torah and Chesed which happen to be come together. Rather, it's a Torah that's defined as a Torah of Chesed. What is Torah Lilamda? What's this Torah's Chesed? If you're doing it in order to teach, it has a new shame, Levi, and it's called Torah's Chesed. It's not just Torah and Chesed. It is Torah which is itself Chesed, if it's Amanas L'Lamda. So we want to understand what's unique about this Torah's Chesed, why it's not just Torah and Chesed coming together. It's not Torah and Chesed. It is Torah that is Chesed. Why is teaching the Talmidim Torah that is, learning in order to teach, Torah that is Chesed? So now, sweetest friends, we're going to go deep. And I hope you're going to come with me, because without you, I can't do it. I need your koach. Avram Avinu was promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to guard him. As it says, Anochi Mogein Lach, I am going to guard you. And the Maharal explains that Mogein is Lashon Chinam. As it says, V'yatza Chinam, the Targum is Mogein. Mogein means free. Gemara Bava Kam also, on Achoyvel, it says free. A doctor that works for free, so he's as good as... Very often it could be that he's as good as his price. Right? Not very good. Not much. So that's Mogein. Mogein, the Mogein Shavya. Mogein means free. So why does it mean, I will guard you, Lashon free. Mogein is free. Since the meat of Avram Avinu is Chesed, and the Schar of Gomlei Chasodim is that they eat the Peros in Olam Hazeh. And they are Bechinim. In other words, you're not losing out on anything. It's not. You're not going to be lacking, because Hakeren Kayemis Loilam Habo. Because the Keren, which is the principle, will remain Loilam Habo. So here you just get bonuses, but you don't have to take away the very principle, remains l'olam haba. And in this world, you eat the peiros for free. You don't have to pay anything because the principle of your reward is waiting for you in olam haba. That's the mid of chesed, and we know that that's the schar of gomlei chasadim. Eilud v'rem shtomach v'rasim v'lam zevay, k'ren k'em v'slam v'en gumilus chasadim. So gumilus chasadim is Schar L'Olam Haba Keren Kayemis. And in this world, we eat the fruits for free. And that's the meat of Avram Avinu. So therefore, it says, with respect to Avram Avinu, Anachum Magen Lach, I'm going to guard you Lashem Chinam, because that's his meat of Chesed, that you get Schar B'Chinam. adds the Maharal Lake Tzi Avort, the Tavinod, Ki Olam Hu Mechazdo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Dechtiv, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Ve'al Yedei Chazdo, Yotzim Lefo'al HaToladot, Ba'olam. Umizeh Tavin, Ki Adavek B'midah Hazot, Yesh Lo Keren, V'yesh Lo Perot. And you will understand that this world is a world of the Chesed of Hashem. As it says, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, we have this world because Hashem did Chesed in creating the world. And through the Chesed of Hashem, Yotzim Lepo'al HaToladas Be'olam. Through the Chesed of Hashem, we have Toladas in the world. And from this you can understand that if you're Davik in this Mid of Chesed, you have Keren and you have Peris. Those are the words of the Maharal, just translating. This world is of the Chesed of Hashem, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, and through the Chesed of Hashem, we have Tolados, we have the outgrowth, which is in this world, and therefore if you're Davik in this Mid of Hashem of Chesed, you will have Keren, you will have the principle, and then you also have the Peris, the Tolados. What does the Maharal mean? Dvarav Ktzat Stumim, or even you can say Ma'od Stumim, very hard to understand. Explains the Pachad Yitzchak. Ubiur dvarav, harei roim anu, ki binyan atzmicha vaholada sholet haklal, shel mechaliyah karna, harbe yoter pachot, me'asher b'shtachim acherim. We see that in this matter of smicha and holada, of sprouting fruits, and giving birth and generating peros, fruits, the rule of Mechalia Karna, that the principle is destroyed, is much less at work than in other areas. We'll explain, Bezrat Hashem. Kol hafakat toelet goremet kilyon kochotav shel ha'etzem ha'mo'il b'midah gdola la'in aroch yoter me'asher hafakat toelet ha'tzmicha goremet lekarka olam. Whenever you're mefik toelas, when you get some benefit, that weakens the etzem, the source of this benefit, much more than when the ground produces fruit. Mashal ma davar dome. A person has an animal, and a person wants to eat this animal. So what does he do? He shechts the animal. So therefore he has some benefit. However, there's mechalia karna. Now he doesn't have a living animal anymore. This cow is no longer going to give milk. This cow is now meat. So that's mechalia karna. However, let's say we're talking about producing fruit. So you have a ground, and the ground gives fruit, but there's no real mechalia karna. The ground is still a good, smooth, strong ground. Maybe like we see in the Gemara, it weakens the ground a little bit. But all in all, at the end of the day, you still have a good, strong ground. So even though there are peiros, there is not very much mechalia karna. Why is that? Why when you talk about smichas ha-peiros, is there less mechalia karna, the ruining of the principle, than there is in other areas of life? Why is that? Give another example. Let's say you have a tree. So you want wood. Because you want to make a table. So this table, you're right, it's gevaldik, it's going to produce a nice table. However, it's mechalia karna. Now you no longer have trees that are producing fruits. So again, only with respect to the actual production of fruits, i.e. the ground, when the ground produces fruits, and then you take the fruits, There's very little mechalia karna. Whereas in other areas, like the two examples we gave, there's a lot more mechalia karna. Why is that? Explains with the Rebbe, because in our world, the pe'ula of tzmichan holada, the pe'ula of sprouting and producing, is very close to yetziras bereshis of yesh me'ayin, of something coming from nothing. As Hashem created the world. לאחר שנתחדש העולם ההתחדשות, היותר גדולה יצמח חדש או ולד חדש. After the Chiddush of the world, the greatest Ischachus is a new plant, a new growth, a flower, a tree, or Vlad Chadash, or a child. ובא במידה שאנו מתקרבים לתחום היצירה של יש מאין, בא במידה הולך ופוחת הכלל של מחל יקרנה. So since having a new child, or producing a tree, is closest to the realm of yesh me'ayin, so therefore there's going to be the least mechal yakarna. So too, when a person has a baby, when a man and a woman produce a baby, there's no mechal yakarna. The same strong guy, and now from him is produced a baby, and from his wife is produced a baby, but there's no mechal yakarna. Because we're in the realm of yesh me'ayin, as close as possible as we can get to it in this world, and therefore, just like when Hashem created the world, there was no mechal yakarna, the principle. The creator, of course, was not in any way mitigated, made smaller, diminished, made weaker. So too, when we come close to the realm of yesh me'ayin, i.e. with a new fruit or a new child, there's going to be very little mechal yakarna. And the same applies in the spiritual world of Avedas Hashem. Since Elam Chesed Yibaneh, and through the Midah of Chesed, the whole Bria comes min ha'ayin el ha'yesh. So this Midah is mufka lagamre from the inyan of Mechal Yakarna. In the world of Chesed, there is no Mechal Yakarna. And a person who elevates himself to the Madrega of Tzelem Elokim and becomes a creator of Midas HaChesed in the world, his Matan Schar is going to be like Yesh Me'ayin, that the Peros are not in any way going to diminish the principle. Person that the world was created with Chesed, there was no Mechal Yakarna. So too, when a person does an act of Chesed, his reward is also going to be Lo Mechal Yakarna, i.e., even though they're going to be fruits, it's in no way going to lessen the principle. He's going to eat the fruits in this world in principle Olam Haba. And Avraham Avinu was a Merkava of the Midah of Chesed of above. To him specifically, the promise was stated that his schar is going to be very great. Dahainu, shelo yitzuyar shescharo yitma'et, mishum she'anochi magen lach, ani nemtza lecha bechinam, v'ribuy haperot eino b'mechir hefsed hakeren, ki karnecha keren kayemeti. It's not possible that his schar should be any less. Anochi magen lach. Maybe it's Magen Lecha, I don't remember. I am going to guard you. I am found for you Bechinam. The Ribui Peros Avram Avinu, that I'm going to give you, the Magen, the Bechinam, when I give you Ribui Peros, that is in no way going to lessen the Schar. Because that's your Mid, you're the man of Chesed Avram Avinu. And therefore when I give you reward, the reward is going to be Bechinas, Ochel Perosem Be'olam Hazeh Ba'Keren Kayemis Le'olam Haba. Sweetest friends, have we gone deep already? Yes, we have. So now we understand why for Chesed you eat the Peros in Olam Haba and the Keren is Le'olam Hazeh. Because when the Chesed is the creation of the world was Lo Mechal Yakarna, there was no lacking of the source even after creation. It was Yesh Me'ayin. And that Yesh Me'ayin, there was no lacking of the original source. So too in this world, when we are creating a yesh me'ayin, a baby, a plant, there is going to be no miut, no diminishing of the original source. Velo, not only that, rather it seems she'etzem toar ha'abahut asher Hashem Avram moreh alav v'asher mitocho anu lemedim ki ikar ma'oto shel Avram u'beze shu avi ha'uma. Avram Avinu is our father. That's Avram. You're going to be Avram on Goyim. The essence of Avram Avinu is his fatherhood. Novea hu mitoch darga zo shel anochi magen lach. This flows from the madrega of anochi magen lach, that I am guarding you that I am going to give you reward b'chinam. So you're going to get the reward, and the keren is going to be kayem es l'olam haba. You're not going to lose out by getting the reward. That is, from this flows, in other words, Avram Avinu's fatherhood flows from the madrega of Anochi Magen. And we learn this from what the rabbis call the first bracha, Birchas Avos, and the chasimah's Magen Avram. See from this, that this madrega of Magen Avram is the Tochen apnimi, is the deeper meaning of being the father of the nation. Magen Avram, we always translate it as shield of Abraham. No, it is also free. Magen means free. Like we see Magen, that's what the words, what it's based on. It's based on the Pasuk Anochi Magen, like Magen Avram. So the bracha is called Brachas HaAvos, and you know what it means to be an Av? To be an Av means chinam. That you're going to get reward in this world, and it's not going to in any way subtract from your reward in the next world. That's what your fatherhood means. What is the pshat? So we have to explain it based on what we said earlier. Because whenever you talk about avos, like the Mishnah, like it says in the beginning of Bava Kamma, avos v'chal dika toldos. If they're avos, if they're fathers, then they're also children. And the avos of the Jewish people, in other words, the root of Kedushas Yisrael, these avos are the root of Kedushas Yisrael that will never stop creating peros. Like it says in the Gemara on Shabbos, Bris avos lo tama. So when you talk about avos ha'uma, when you talk about our forefathers, you're talking about people who are going to keep making more and more and more and more and more peros. Avos mechlal deika toldos. They're never going to stop because Kedushas Yisrael is eternal. And this is impossible unless you say that Karen is Kayemis, that the principle will remain. The avos aren't going to get any weaker. The spring will continue to flow. The only way you can talk about a ribui peros, that there's constant fruit and it never ends, is if the shorish, if the root, doesn't get weaker, and therefore it can give constantly new fruits. And that, sweetest friends, is Avram Avinu. Since Avram Avinu is going to be constantly, the avos are constantly giving new fruits, that means they're not getting weaker. That's mugging. That's for free. They're going to get lots and lots of peros, but the keren, but the principal, but Avram Avinu himself is kayemes. He's not going to be getting any weaker. He's not losing out. He's going to get all these tolados, and he's going to remain just as strong. Brilliant. Brilliant. And that's the darga of Anochi Magen Lach. Dahainu, shegidul ha-perot u-bichinam ve'en ola b'mechir chiyuto shel ha-shoresh. The growth of the peros is free, and it doesn't cost anything and subtract from the chiyus of the root. Ve'al kein, darga zo hi ha-chotemet et birkat ha-avot. This level is what seals the bracha of avos. Because that's what avos is. Avos is constant peros, without any subtraction of chiyus, of their own personal chiyus. More and more and more and more peros. And that's Magen Avram. That's the definition of the avos. And that's why we don't mention any other midah of the avos explicitly in the first bracha besides chesed. We say, v'zocher chasdei avos, halo davru. We don't mention gevurah, we don't mention teferes, we don't mention all the other midahs. All we talk about is chesed. Why? Because the deeper meaning of the essence of fatherhood in the Jewish people is the secret of Akeren Kayemes. This notion that the principle will remain. Gidul v'tzmicha delo mechal yakarna. Constant growth without any diminishing of the root. V'shorashah shel tzmicha kazo ne'utzim hem b'midat chesed be'olam u'be'adam. And the roots of this tzmicha are found in the midah of chesed of the world and of man. Just like when the avos do have tolados, they are not weakened. More and more and more peros without any mechal yakarna, the principle remains intact. So too, in Klal Yisrael, when we do chesed, the principle remains intact. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created the world with chesed. And we know that the source of this chesed, the principle, Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remains just as strong as He was previously. If we look deeper into the path of the Maharal, we will stand in a Keren Ora. We will have light. In a ray of light. The deeper characteristic of the midah of chesed and its pristine purity is being mashpia tova and adding to the metzias without any lacking in the spring that flows. In other words, chesed means giving and giving and giving and no chisarot in the giver. That's pshat, that's the tchuna pnimis of chesed. Chesed in the purest sense is giving, 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 v'akeren kayemes. The giver lacks for nothing. And that, as we said, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Avram Avinu, and that's having children, and that's producing a child, I mean, and that is a pri, the ground lacks nothing. That's what chesed is. I already hear you saying to me, but how can you say that? Person does chesed, you bring an olech into your house, you give him breakfast, now you have less food in your fridge. So it is a chisaron in the ma'anik, in the mashpi, on the giver. The answer is, because when we do chesed in this world, it's really a combination of two things. It's ruchnias, it's a mitzvah, but it's also gashmias. And since there's gashmias, we don't see the keren kayemis. We see that we're losing out on the Karen. However, let's say you talk about chesed in the realm of chachma. So not only when you're in the realm of chachma, does one who gives over chachma not lack for his own chachma, but on the contrary, he has a tosefes chachma. He has an additional measure of wisdom after he has shared his Torah. As the rabbis say so beautifully, "Mitalmida yoser mikulam," that he learned much from his rabbeim, more from his friends, and most from his talmidim. When a person teaches, when he does chesed with his Torah, he becomes greater. V'nimtza de'af al pishi yesh biyada shel midat chesed letzaref im kol inyan shebaolam de'b'chol davar b'davar efshar lashpia tova lazulat. Even though there is the midah of chesed as the koach to be mitzdarif with every other inyan in the world, that with every other matter in the world, you can be mashpia, good on somebody else, you can always give. You can give anything, you can give them lunch, you can give them money, you can give them a pen, you can give somebody, lend somebody your car, you can give somebody so many different things. Mikol makom koach ha-yitzira asher b'midat ha-chesed. Shorosho koach ha-chesed b'yitzirat b'reishit. The koach ha-yitzira, the power of creation that the midah of chesed has is rooted in the koach of chesed in the creation of the world. Oilam chesed yibane. When do we see the root of chesed in the world? Chesed in the purest sense, chesed without gashmias. That's when chesed comes along with chachma. And when it's chesed without gashmias, Rabbi Yisai, then it's a chesed, the keren is kayemis, the person giving doesn't lose. Adarabah. He's enhanced. Kviyachol. When a person has a baby, yesh me'ayin, he's enhanced. Now he has peiros, makes him greater. Kiviyachol, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, kiviyachol, 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 he was enhanced. Adon Olam Hashem Melech B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra, he was Melech before the world was created. But La'is Nasa B'Chemtza Kol Azayim Melech Shemon Nikra, but now he's going to be called king. Mipnei Kach, Torah Al-Menat L'Lamed, Harei Zot Torah Chesed. And because of this, Torah, that you're learning in order to teach is Torah's chesed. It's not Torah and chesed that just come together by chance. It just happens to be that this Torah is with chesed. No. This Torah becomes a chetz of Torah's chesed. It has a new, is that's the definition of this Torah. It's a Torah of chesed. Because in this chesed, in this Torah, we see true chesed. Because when we learn in order to teach, so mitamida yosem mikulam, both in preparing the shir and giving the shir, we become greater. We understand more. The people preparing the Torah, the people learning the Torah. Not only the Talmidim. V'erkei Torah chadashim ochim v'notzerim b'mayana mashpia dafka idei zeh shu manikum mashpia. And new Torah values are created in the spring of the mashpia dafka through the fact that he gives and gives and gives. Meitidu mitchasedim azulat. That he does good in chesed with his friend. In other words, now we understand why it's called Torah's Chesed. Torah's Chesed, because normally when you do Chesed, you lose out. You give the guy a loan, you have $50 less in your pocket. But when it's Torah, not only don't you lose, but you gain. Even though it's a Chesed and you're giving to somebody, you're giving to someone Torah. Torah amanas lelanda. But you become greater. Hakeren kayemis, the principle remains intact. And the principle gets even stronger. And that's chesed in the purest sense. As it was when Hashem created the world, b'chesed. And as we see in the avos are chesed. That they keep producing more and more fruits, pris avos lo tama, and yet they lack for nothing. Adarabah, they become enhanced. And that, sweetest friends, is Torah's chesed. So we should all be zochen. And mitzvah Hashem, not just to learn Torah, but l'umar amanas l'lamei Torah's chesed. And we will know, we will see that we not only don't we lack, but we will gain. And that, sweetest friends, is something to think about. Rosh Hashanah, this, as we said, is from the Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah, as we learned in a previous shir, is a day of chesed. And we explained there a different mahalach, and why Rosh Hashanah is dafka chesed. And now we're expanding, and we're saying that that's Briyas Ha'olam. Briyas Ha'olam is Olam Chesed Yibane, and that's Torah Al-Manas L'Lameid. Therefore there should be a special inyan on Rosh Hashanah, not only to learn Torah during Rosh Hashanah, but to learn Al-Manas L'Lameid, Dimyon Tzura L'Yotzra, to do this Chesed and lack nothing for yourself, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when He created the world. We should all be Zochem Yitz Hashem. Ach tov chesed kol yimei chayenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just keep being mashpia on us more and more chesed. Uvizchut zeh, shvizoch v'karav mamish, to the greatest chesed of all, chesed olam al roshenu, v'yas mashiach tzidkenu, heiru v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.